This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
So one of Shakespeare's greatest plays is being brought to life at the National Theatre for the next couple of weeks. It's The Winter's Tale, and it's been reimagined in this like magical and mystical way. And we've got two of the stars in the studio right now. Riasha Walton, you play Hermione.
I do.
And Joseph Adelaken, you play Leontes, is that right?
Yes,
King Leontes.
King Leontes. And Queen Hermione.
That's true until you kill me.
Oh, okay. Spoiler alert in the first 2 seconds, that's fine. Queen Hermione, what's your first line in the show?
Wow. I had thought, sir, to have held my peace until you had drawn oaths from him to stay. Truly he longs to see his son. Yet of your royal pleasure I'll adventure. The borough of a week, you'll stay. It's a very long line because it's Shakespeare. And there's like a couple of commas.
I think we'll get to that because, I mean, this show is it's only an hour long. And to condense and mystify Shakespeare like that in an hour, especially, like you said, with his complex lines, it's got to be tough. Very quickly, Joseph, what's King Leontes' first line?
Daughter?
You got two polar opposites there, don't you?
Yeah. Actually, going on what you've said, this is an adaptation of The Winter's Tale. So we've actually done some tweaks and we've actually added some modern English. Mm-hmm. And so there are some scenes that are rewritten and newly written. And that, my very first line, is a brand new scene that you won't have seen that you wouldn't have read in the play.
Well, tell me more about that then. If you're doing Shakespeare in just an hour, and Shakespeare, I think for a lot of people, it can be quite, you know, forbidding and off-putting, quite hard to get into. Mm. When you're doing this for families, where do you start trying to explain the plot in modern English? How have the director and the national and the scriptwriter, how have they manipulated this?
I think we looked at it as it's just storytelling, you know, and there are so many themes in lots of Shakespeare's plays, but especially in The Winter's Tale, that everyone can relate to. Most people come from some type of family background. So whether you've got just a mum and a dad, or two mums, two dads, or whatever it is, there's family, there's relationship, there's siblings, there's rivalry, competition, and a bit of jealousy in there as well. And I think within that, we've all experienced some of those things. So it was very easy for us all as a company to then just get stuck in and say, okay, what does my character think about that emotion in this moment? Even though really it was written so many years ago, like just over 400 years, I think, by William Shakespeare. And, you know, we're not really kings and queens. Not everyone's a king and queen, but you can relate to a lot of the things in there. That's why it becomes kind of relatable.
You think about, you say about storytelling there.
Yeah.
Joseph, why don't you get the early thing out of the way with, just talk us through this tale. Talk us through The Winter's Tale. It's something that some people might know, but it's not, you know, I think it's not like the go-to Shakespeare play for many people, exactly, who are starting off. So just take us through the story.
Okay, so I'll take you through our version of the story. And it's centred on a girl called Perdita. And we meet her on her wedding day, a day that many young boys and girls dream of. And before she says, I do, she has a moment where she just has a think about, how did I get here? How did I get to this point? Because her family is very different and she's got a massive story. So she takes the audience through the story of basically her life from just before she was born up until that moment. And through there, we find out that she's actually the daughter of a king and a queen. And there was lots of drama going on before she was born, which meant that she actually grew up away from her family. And she grew up as a shepherdess, not knowing that she was royalty, and she falls in love and there's issues there. I don't want to give it all away, but there's issues because she's not, apparently she's not from a royal family, but she is really. And I won't give away the ending, but it's all about how she ends up on her wedding day.
Riasha, you spoke about how you've changed some of the language that's used. You've added in your own words and, you know, helped out families by using modern English.
Yes.
The brilliant thing about theatre and plays is that's not the only way of telling the story. Talk to us about the set and the costumes and how you're bringing the tale to life that way.
It's so awesome. And we've had the whole of the departments from the National Theatre help us out. We've got costume, sound, lighting. We've also got people on choreography, puppetry all coming in to help us. And we've got instruments. We've got the wonderful Jonathan Gurley doing the musical direction, and he's also composed the pieces for the show. So using singing, which is all done a cappella, but we also have some with musicianship and instruments played by the actors. And we then get to explore different emotions, but not necessarily using the text. It's the feeling of the songs. Then we also use a bit of dance and a bit of movement. There's a lot of fun involving a maypole. I won't say any more. And, you know, just it's feeling that joy that you can only sometimes get through movement is really great to do as well.
Joseph, so. Why do you think that Shakespeare carries on and continues to be, you know, one of the premier playwrights in the world some 500 years after he lived?
Why is that? I think it's because Shakespeare writes good stories, and he writes about human beings. And one thing that's changed over all of these centuries is that human beings are still the same. And these primary emotions of love, hate, fear, jealousy, they're still relevant and they're still part of the human experience. But also, he does write really good stories with plots where you're thinking, where is this going to end up? I think he writes really good stories.
Now, I know that one of the big reasons why, you know, people grow up to be actors is just the fun enthusiasm of drama lessons when you're at school. And that carries on. I mean, you know, during rehearsals for this show, I'd love to know about some of the games or the ways that you discovered your characters, that you, you know, helped learn your lines, that you did the story in rehearsal, tweaking it, getting it ready to go out on stage and tour around the country. Riyasha, can you talk to us about, you know, some of those things that you did backstage?
So it is very important to our company that we all have, you know, serious biscuits at break time. So we all have our favourite and we share what our favourite... The first thing we did actually was tell each other our names and our favourite biscuit.
Yeah.
So that helped us bond.
Brilliant. So Joseph, just finally, tell us more about how we can see the show, what we need to do, where it is, where it's playing.
Yeah, so The Winter's Tale is going to be playing at the National Theatre from the 6th of February to the 21st. And it's on during the daytime, 11 a.m, sometimes at 1:30 p.m, sometimes at 2 p.m. So you can go there in the day and you can make a good day out of it. It's on the South Bank. So there's all sorts of things you can do around the National as well as coming to see The Winter's Tale. Yeah, you can book your tickets online through the National website. I think it's www.nationaltheatre.org.uk. Tickets are on sale now. They are selling really, really quickly, actually. It's a popular show. Really, one thing I will say is that there was a version of this show that was on last year in the Dorfman Theatre, and it sold out. And it was really, really popular, which is why they've brought it back this year. But what's different about this year is that we've got a different director and we've got a different cast as well. So even if you have seen it before, you can come and see it again.
Definitely.
But it'll be slightly different. A lot of things will be pretty different, actually. And also, if you do know The Winter's Tale, or you've got parents or adults who think they know The Winter's Tale, they won't have seen a version like this.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Riyasha, Joseph. Yeah, we've got loads more about The Winter's Tale, a fantastic family show. You can find out everything right now. Get to funkidslive.com.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.